This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. When civil rights leader the Reverend Jesse Jackson in November announced he'd been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, he joined a long list of famous people who live with a neurological condition. In this edition of Vital Signs, I talked with Dr. Greg Schallen, a neurologist at Methodist Dallas Medical Center. He says Parkinson's is a degenerative disease of the brain that primarily affects movement.
People who have Parkinsonism have what we call bradykinesia, or slowness of movement. They can also have tremor, and they also have rigidity, which is an increased muscle tone. Some symptoms are more difficult to manage than others. So, for example, the tremor that often brings Parkinson's to the forefront is one of the easier symptoms to manage pharmacologically than, let's say, the rigidity or the slowness of movement. And then toward the later stages of Parkinsonism, we see something called postural instability, which means people can just fall over. And that can be a very difficult sign to manage.
What causes Parkinson's?
We don't really know for sure. We know that it's a degenerative disease. We know that there is a predisposition from genetics, although that's a small number of people. Most of the time it's called what's called sporadic, which means it just happens. There are a number of theories about environmental agents such as manganese and pesticides, but that hasn't been super well proved.
What has research shown us along the way about Parkinson's?
Oh, research has shown a lot of what happens on a molecular level with abnormal proteins. So there's been a tremendous amount of research as far as the mechanisms and also the genetics. Years ago, we didn't know that there was a significant genetic factor. Now we do know that there are several genetic pathways to Parkinson's. But again, this is a minority of the people involved.
How does Parkinson's progress over time?
What we generally see are the symptoms becoming worse and worse, meaning the tremor becomes more noticeable. It occurs more throughout the day. It can also become less responsive to medications. And the same can be said for the slowness of movement and for the muscle tone. So that's what you'll see. You'll see the symptoms becoming more severe. Just as if something with Alzheimer's, for example, you'll see memory loss becoming more and more severe. It's the same thing with Parkinsonism.
Does a person eventually die from Parkinson's, or maybe complications related to it?
No, it's almost always complications thereof. One of the worst things about Parkinsonism is mobility, because it's a disease of movement. And so falls are very, very common, and falls are a common cause of morbidity and mortality, leading to things like broken hips or head injuries, things of that sort.
I take it there's no cure for Parkinson's.
No, there's certainly no cure.
So how do we treat Parkinson's?
Well, there are medications of different classes that we will use in patients depending on their symptoms and also depending on their age. So Parkinson's disease is a shortage of a neurotransmitter called dopamine. And so we have medications that can stimulate the production of dopamine. We also have medications that actually replace the dopamine. That's probably the most effective medications, and that replaces the chemical that's missing. We generally tend to start that in older patients, usually 65 and older, a lot of call the Medicare age group.
I suspect what a misperception is that Parkinson's disease is mostly associated with older people.
Well, as a degenerative disease, it's certainly found mostly in the Medicare age population. However, we certainly can see it in the 30s and the 40s, Michael J. Fox being one of the most famous examples of that. He was a younger person who developed it at an early age. So it can be seen in the 40s, certainly, and sometimes in the 30s.
People listening to this interview have probably heard enough to be afraid of this.
Well, I don't think afraid is the right word. For example, people would come to the office and say, well, Dr. Schallen, I'm afraid of developing Alzheimer's disease. And I'd say to them, well, so am I. It's something that you really can't avoid. I think the issue is, it's like any other chronic disease. When you come to face it, it's just important to face it head on and start recognize treatments as early as possible, getting the care from someone who's qualified to provide it.
Your life is not over. It's just changed.
Like anything else, exactly. It's just changed. And since nobody likes change, by trying to keep it under control as actively as possible, you can try to minimize that change as much as possible.
Dr. Schallen, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.